Hey guys, what's up? It's your man Austin, back again with another episode of Lost Art, and we're going to start off the segment with just a couple of things. There's just been a lot going on, just not only in my world, but in everybody's world, if you're living in the United States, or even if you're living abroad, and I just kind of want to discuss those things. You know, this is a time that we as men need to be leaders. We as men need to express ourselves. And those are things that we have to do when we're alpha males. And this is a perfect example right now, right here, right now. When we face adversity, can we have feelings? Absolutely. Can we express our feelings? Absolutely. But right now, gentlemen, now's the time to step up and be an alpha male. We need alpha males more than ever, especially in our society today. And this is why I have this podcast. Do we get on, you know, do we talk about subjects pertaining to alpha males? Absolutely. Have we been talking about, you know, relationships for the past few weeks? Sure, because that's, you know, a necessary part of being an alpha male is, you know, dealing with females and dealing with relationships and how to navigate through what it is that you want for yourself and for others. But now's the time that I'm going to call on men to step up, because we need men more than ever right now. It's just, it's one of those situations, guys, where we need to be strong. We need to help each other out. We need to support. We need to mentor. We need to guide. Because right now we are in our own struggle here. And what our struggle is us being told how to think and feel. Us being told that our country, the United States of America, is not a great country. We've been told that more people are dying in our country due to this COVID-19 than what's really going on. And we got to be strong. We got to settle ourselves. We have to control our emotions and move forward logically and make wise decisions and make wise choices. You know, and there are people that are going to let this affect their decision making. They're going to make excuses and say, well, we're living in crazy times, so desperate times call for desperate measures. No. What desperate times calls for, guys, is controlling our emotions, making sound decisions, not being hasty, being patient, believing in who we are and what we do. That's what this time calls for. And so I'm calling you male listeners, which is from my analytics, 85% of my listeners, as it should be, to step up. So what am I talking about? Well, I've had some things happen to me in the past few days, past few weeks that have needed me to display courage, display, you know, containment of my emotions, controlling my emotions, making sound decisions and wise choices, just kind of like I described to you guys. And so I'm just going to kind of share with you with what my experiences are. Maybe you guys are going through the exact same thing I am. You know, maybe you're experiencing a lot of similarities. Obviously, it's not going to be exactly the same because we're all different people, but we're all going through the same thing when we're dealing with all this stuff. And so let me explain what I'm talking to you about. So I'm going to start off with COVID. So I'm not going to rant and rave about COVID, but here's how I feel about this. And I know everybody has an opinion, and I'm not here to dictate. I'm not here to judge. It's all in what you feel. But let me give you guys a little precursor to that. And the precursor to that is, before you guys make decisions based on what the media is telling you or what you're reading somewhere else or whatever it is, you know, you have family members that are in the field, you have, you know, nurses that are friends, you have doctors that are friends, whatever the case may be. What I'm asking you guys to do is I'm asking you guys to just be patient, take in all the facts and make a sound decision and let that guide you. Don't let emotion take control. So here's how I feel about this whole COVID-19 thing. Do I think that this virus is a hoax? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I never did think it was a hoax from the standpoint of, is the virus real? Absolutely, it's real. It's as real as the nose on your face. It's here in our country. It's affecting people. Now, do I feel that the numbers are completely skewed? Absolutely. I don't think that the testing is accurate. I think there's a lot of false positives. I think there are people unnecessarily going into the hospitals that don't need to go based on these inaccurate tests. And I think it's putting a strain on our frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, the paramedics, the EMTs, the firefighters, and the police officers. You know, a lot of our tax money is being spent dealing with people that shouldn't really be in the hospital. They just tested positive and they're going to the hospital. Well, there's a difference between testing positive and going to the hospital and testing positive and really needing to go to the hospital because you can't breathe. That's a huge difference. And so the deal is with me is that I tested positive for COVID about 3 weeks ago. And it literally felt like I had a sinus infection. And so for the sake of my mother and my stepfather has pre-existing conditions, I went and got tested. And so I got tested. A week later, it came back. It said I was positive. But what I thought was really interesting was is that the test told me that there was a detection of symptoms that were consistent with COVID-19, SARS, and the common cold. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what the heck that all means. Now, it didn't give me a definitive answer. It just said you could have one of these three things, but then at the top it said COVID-19 positive. So I really didn't know what to think. So what I did was I did what I thought was right. I, you know, quarantined myself. I started taking a Z-Pak, just like I normally do with sinus infections. And, you know, within a few days, I started feeling better, thank God. I started doing my home exercise routine because here in Arizona, all the gyms are closed, as I'm sure a lot of the other gyms are closed around the country. But in Arizona, they did shut. They were open. They reopened. Our governor, decided to open things back up. He decided to open up gyms, and then he decided to shut them back down. So I'm doing a home workout. So I started doing a home workout about 3 days after I came down with symptoms, and I started feeling better and better. And I'm fully recovered. So it's been 3 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow. So I am, you know, obviously completely grateful, completely thankful that I didn't have serious conditions. I was able to fight that off. Now, again, was it really COVID? I don't know. But, you know, when you have a test that's supposed to be a COVID test, and then it says, well, you could have COVID, you could have SARS, you could have the common cold. Do I understand that all those are related and they're all various forms of the same virus? Yes, I know that. But you would think with something as serious as this, you would have an accurate test. And I guess, I don't know, that's just not made to the public right now for whatever reason. So there you go. Unfortunately, I find out yesterday. Yesterday was Monday, that a friend of mine who was a DJ at a few bars and around the valley. He was a DJ for a radio station. Then he started DJing at one particular place that I used to dance. I have mentioned before in past podcasts that I took up country swing dancing about a year and a half ago. Actually, it's actually 2 years now, but it was a new hobby. And he was a DJ that was pretty much at most of the venues that I would dance at, and totally cool guy, very nice, very open to discussion. He wasn't just a DJ that just kind of was like, well, what do you want to hear? And then play your song. He would like actually sit there and talk with you and kind of get to know you a little bit. So over the course of time, I got to know him a little bit. And unfortunately, he came down with COVID-19, and I find out yesterday that he passed on. And that hit me and a lot of people hard because he was such an influential person within that community. And it is a community. I don't know if you guys are familiar with, well, I know it's very regional. Country swing dancing is a very regional dance, but there's a huge community of people that do this, and they knew him very well on a first name basis. So, you know, losing Chris, that was his name, was really tough. And it's still really tough, you know, because it just doesn't seem real. It just seems that, you know, when things start opening up, he's going to be there just like always behind the DJ booth on stage, you know, playing songs and making people happy. And, you know, he was very talented. And we lost a really good person, not just because, you know, he spun records and made people happy that way, but he was just a generally good person. You know, I know a few DJs and they're all great people, but he had this positive vibe about him that just was just very, it was just like a magnet. He would just kind of bring you in and just, you know, kind of make you feel comfortable, and just a generally good dude. And so, you know, I'm not blind to the fact that my experience with this is the same as mine. I know that people react to this differently, but, you know, this is somebody that was around the same age as me. He, far as I know, didn't have any pre-existing conditions, and he lost his battle with it. And it's just like, wow. I mean, you got to sit back and really think, you know, how lucky you are if you had this like me, and you have overcome it without having to go to the hospital and being put on a ventilator. I mean, that's just, I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't imagine being Chris and going through all that. And what I'm asking you guys to do is no matter what your thoughts are on this subject, and I think most of you guys have the same outlook as me, is, you know, do you agree with the mask? Do I agree with the mask? You know, that's not really for me to say, but, you know, whether you feel the mask is a form of mind control from the government, or whether you feel that the mask is a, you know, pretty much a slave idea that you'll pretty much do what anyone says, that's not exactly true. And you also got to keep in mind, too, that, you know, people are scared. People just don't have the same confidence that this is going to pass as other people. And so when you wear a mask, I mean, now it's mandated. I mean, here in Arizona, you can't go into a store. You can't go anywhere without wearing a mask anyway. So, I mean, if you're going to do any patronage, you have to wear one. But, you know, keep in mind that, you know, you're wearing the mask because you're putting people's mind at ease. Okay. It's a fluid borne virus. It does pass through fluid, through your spit, through sneezing, through coughing. So if you're wearing a mask, it's supposed to protect them from you if you have it. Now, whether you're asymptomatic or you have it, doesn't make any difference. So, you know, for me, it's, you know, do I agree with the mask? Do I think it really is going to make, is it that big of a deal? And you think that's going to be the difference maker in whether or not you get it or not? No, because everything that I've read, and me being in the medical field, that mask is called PPE, personal protective equipment. And that is made for you know, blocking blood, blocking coughs and all that kind of stuff. But the virus in itself is smaller than the holes that the mask has in it, so it can still pass through. Now you're saying to yourself, well, it is fluid borne, right? I just said that. So there can be a way that the mask can protect it, but I mean, here's how I view it. This is something that you're not going to escape from. It's a virus. You can't move away from it. You can't stay inside your whole life. You're going to have to live with the virus, just like any virus that's been introduced into this country, whether that's Ebola, whether that's SARS, whether that's influenza, it doesn't matter. You're going to come into contact with it at some point. So just do the best you can. Sterilize yourself, wear the mask. You know, like I said, even if you don't agree with it, it's helping others feel at ease. All right. So please do that. You know, like I said, once you're outside and you're not in a public place, take off the mask and don't wear the mask then. That's obviously up to you, whether or not you want to wear a mask inside your house or around your house or whatever. That's completely up to you. But when you're in public, like I said, just remember that, you know, we're outside with people's brothers and sisters, with somebody's wife, with somebody's husband, somebody's grandfather, somebody's grandmother. You know, I wouldn't want my grandparents to be at risk if they were still alive today because of a pre-existing condition, and then somebody just decided that they were going to be a Spartacus and not wear their mask at the grocery store, cough on them, and then all of a sudden they contract it and then they go down into the hospital. That's what we're really trying to do here, guys. Okay, so just keep that in mind. You know, so obviously my experience of having somebody that I know, that I knew, you know, on a personal level dying, you know, definitely changes my perspective on what could happen. Now, again, I'm not saying that I'm going to live the rest of my life in fear and I'm not going to go outside. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just do what you can to feel, or what you do. Please do what you can to make other people feel at ease, because we're living in a very stressful time. Now, keep in mind, too, we're not just worried about COVID. We're worried about other things. We're worried about political things. We got people rioting and protesting in the streets. We got people worried about this virus. We have people worried about so many, you know, keep in mind, too, that, you know, this virus has caused a lot of jobs to be lost. You know, financial stress. Some of the worst stress you could ever have in your life is financial, and we have people going through that too. So just keep that in mind. We're dealing with a lot of stuff here in this country. So the last thing last thing you want to do is, you know, make people feel more, you know, uneasy by blatantly disrespecting or disobeying, you know, the mask when you're doing patronage in public places. So just do me the favor. Do everybody a favor to do that. That's just all I have to say, okay? But yeah, so I've been, you know, obviously dealing with that, you know, not only myself supposedly having it, but also losing a friend to this virus. And so it just kind of opened up my eyes, and it's just like, wow, you know, like I said at the beginning, I knew that this was a real virus. I didn't feel threatened by it, but having somebody around my age come down with it and pass on from it after a few weeks, it's just, you know, just it really puts things in perspective. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. On this other stuff, you know, the George Floyd situation, guys, I understand everybody, what you have to understand about America is the beauty of America is that you can think and feel however you want, be in disagreement with somebody, but you can still be friends with them. Or you can be, you know, you can have that agree to disagree feeling. Obviously, in today's society, that's not really what's going on. It's either agree with me or I'm going to punch you, or agree with me or I'm going to set fire to your house, which is completely wrong. And completely against what being an American is. You know, we have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. You know, we have all these things put in place so that way we can live as free as we possibly can. And so by disagreeing with somebody, if your first reaction is to do something physical to them, well, obviously, that's a stupid decision. What I'm asking you guys is to think before you act. You know, you need to, the thing that's missing in this country, and this is where alpha males need to kind of be the leaders here. I'm asking you guys to be the leaders is if you have a disagreement with somebody, invite them to have a real conversation and see if they can do it. You may think immediately because they disagree with you that they aren't capable of having a conversation. Try it. See if they'll actually sit down with you and you can speak without being interrupted, and then you let them speak, or vice versa, without interrupting them. And then see if you guys can form some type of understanding at least, and then there might even be compromise. You might have more in common with this person than you know you didn't even realize. So when it comes to this stuff, guys, I mean, you know, obviously here's my take on this. And I don't really care what anybody thinks, but if you're any kind of a decent human being, you didn't agree with what happened to George Floyd. Now, I know there's some of you guys that are sitting here and you guys are saying, well, George Floyd was a thug. He held a gun to a pregnant lady's belly and proceeded to rob her house. Whenever he was accosted by the cops, he was high on PCP and was trying to spend a counterfeit currency at a place of business. Okay. I'm not saying that George Floyd was a model citizen. All right. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that's all I'm saying. But let's be real, guys. Just because this person made some extremely bad decisions, he didn't deserve to die on the street face down with a knee in his neck. Okay, that's anybody. You know, we have laws in place. We have a justice system that takes care of that. He would be tried. He would go to court. He would be put through the legal system. But there was some asshole cop that decided to put the law in his old hands. All right. So that's how I view it. All right. Was he a model citizen? No. Did he deserve to die on the street? No. He needed to see his day in court. That's why we have a judicial system. Now, let's get on the subject of police. Do I think that it's smart that we defund the police? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do I think police as a whole are full of more good people than bad people? I do. Do I think that there needs to be some change in public safety? Yeah. But defund the police? I mean, what are you thinking? You know, for me, as someone going into public service as a firefighter, we need police to basically make sure the scene is safe before we can go in and do our job. So if you're telling me that we need to defund the police, then explain to me who's going to keep the scene safe so I can go in and I can do my job. Because that's what we need to do. Those are the steps. See, these are the things that people don't think about because they're not in public service. So you're not just affecting police's, you know, you're not just affecting the police officer's job, you're affecting other people's jobs. What about the paramedics? What about the EMTs? What about the firefighters that have to make sure that the scene is safe before we can go in and do our thing, whether that's fight fire, go in and check on somebody if they have chest pain, you know, if it's a EMS call. Yeah, we don't think about that, do we? We just want to defund the police. I mean, that's just one example of many about, you know, why we need police. Obviously, for the obvious reasons, public safety, order, you know, making sure that, I mean, let's think about this too. Who's going to make sure that if someone crazy that's in a baseball game happens to sneak in some type of a weapon, who's going to take him down? Well, you defunded the police, so now we don't have that option anymore. Who's going to go ahead and fight the guy with the knife? Right. Yeah, we forget about that too, don't we? I mean, come on. We're better than this. Nobody's saying that the system is perfect, all right? But what I'm saying is it's a necessary job. There's more good police officers than bad police officers. Let's just chill. Again, we in America like to have a real reactionary, perception without sitting back, taking all the information in, getting down the facts, making a logical decision. We have to start doing that again, guys. And the only way that we can do that is if alpha males start kind of taking leadership, saying, you know what, instead of just being, acting on our emotions and letting our emotions get out of hand, let's sit back and let cooler heads prevail. Let's look at the facts and then let's see what's really going on. How can we improve our society based off of what we know, not by what we feel? And I know sometimes it's hard to not do that. It's hard to control your emotions sometimes. But I encourage you guys to do that. I encourage you guys to think with the brain that you were given. Take in the facts. Read. I mean, the thing that kills me, the thing that I don't understand, is we live in the information era. We have the internet. We have the most powerful resource that humankind has ever had. We have access to an abundance of information, and yet we don't use it. We'd rather go on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and do dances and answer polls and do this and that, instead of looking at facts, instead of looking at what's really the cause of this stuff, so we can formulate strong opinions, so that way we can have a dialogue with the people that we don't agree with, so we can reach some type of a compromise, or at least more of an understanding, so we can progress and move on. But no, we'd rather go on and watch cat videos on YouTube than do any kind of research. I mean, that's just lazy. Don't be lazy. Do your research. Now, I'm not going to get into Black Lives Matter. I'm not going to get into Antifa. I'm just going to kind of leave you guys just with that idea. I'm not going to get full-on politician-like here. That's not the point of this show. The point of this show is to, encourage alpha males to be alpha males. And, some of the examples that I've just given you with COVID, with, this whole political thing with police, we got to use our brains. We have to think clearly. We have to calm people down around us and get them to think and not act on their emotions, because that leads into hasty decisions, which leads into, being put in a lot of bad situations, quite frankly. We have people that reacted with their emotions, as evident by all the damage that was done in Minneapolis, all the damage that was done in pretty much every major city. So we have damage done. We have police officers being attacked. We have first responders being attacked. No one talks about that. I saw a picture the other day of a fire engine having pretty much all his windows broken and doors busted and dented in because people were throwing bricks at the fire truck. I'm like, these people are there to help you and you're throwing bricks at them. I mean, we've gotten to a point where we're not thinking. They're getting us to act off of our emotions and not using our brains. And I'm just saying, guys, as alpha males, that's what we do. Do we have emotions? Absolutely. Can we express those emotions? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, we sit back, we look at everything, and we make informed decisions, and we do what's best, and we protect our friends, our family, and each other. That's what we need. It's kind of funny how, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we talked about Me Too, the Me Too movement and everything. Well, if you notice, none of that's around right now. The bashing of males has kind of subsided because the media has a different narrative now. And that narrative is to get people as riled up as they can about COVID and the events that happened in Minneapolis. So now that they've kind of stopped focusing on us, that's when we have to go ahead and start hitting it hard, guys. We got to start educating people. We got to start helping people make better informed decisions about just everyday life so we can progress and get past this hard time. Because this is a hard time right now. Up to this point, we've been pretty damn lucky. We've been pretty spoiled. You know, and so this is a challenge. Are we going to step up? Or are we just going to go ahead and falter? You know, well, I think you guys already know the answer to that question. The answer to that question is alpha males always step up. Alpha males take leadership roles. Alpha males are there to support. That's what we got to do. We got to educate. We got to think. All right, so, you know, it's difficult. Life is hard enough as it is, but then when you have this stuff going on, you know, we just have to be there. You know, we got to be there for our families. We got to be there for each other. So if you see someone struggling, help them out. Give them some advice. Talk to them. You know, if you have some people that, you know, are angry about, you know, what's going on in the country right now, have a discussion with them. Talk about things. Be civil. Like I said, you may have more in common with that person than you realize. You know, it's, you know, the only way we're going to come together is by having dialogue. And we just don't have dialogue anymore. It's so fast to get on Facebook and so fast to get on whatever media outsources and start denouncing whatever it is that they disagree with. And they don't even know the facts yet. You know, that's where we're at in society. You know, before, you know, we used to get our news, you know, from newspapers, or we'd get it through, you know, TV. Well, now a lot of people are getting their news through social media, and that's scary because that's very biased. It's, the sources aren't valid. And we're having a lot of people going on there with opinions rather than facts and the truth. And that's scary. People don't know the difference between facts and opinions. What's credible, what's not credible. So, you know, I'm not saying get on Facebook or whatever, you know, social media platform you're on and start posting things and start telling people they're wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if you reach out to them like on a private message, or if you have their phone number and you call them or you text them and say, hey, I just want to know like why you think that, you know, this is happening. You know, I want to know what your, I want to understand what your take is. You know, we got to start doing that. We got to start inviting people to have open dialogues because we just don't have those anymore. We scream loud and we post stuff on the internet, we post memes on the internet, and we think we're doing something. Well, that's another thing I want to discuss. I got into a conversation with a friend of mine, and, you know, we were talking about, I think it was the George Floyd thing, and we got into Black Lives Matter and Antifa and stuff, and we agree on a lot of things, but he talked about Black Lives Matter and stuff, and I said, well, Here's my take. I guess I'll get into a little bit about Black Lives Matter. I know I said earlier I wouldn't, but this is real basic. I'm not going to dive into that whole thing. But I just said, look, if you guys are old enough to remember the Rodney King incident that happened in LA, where you had four officers right there on film beating the crap out of Rodney King and then not getting charged for it, found innocent, and then in 92, April 92, in LA, you had the LA riots. I mean, basically it was, the whole town was on fire. I mean, it was just chaos. People were just getting silly. And what did that accomplish? If you look at it today, you know, a lot of people would argue and say, well, nothing got accomplished. And I'd say, well, you're kind of right on that because, well, you know, we're still seeing, you know, this happen in our country. And yet, you know, we have people rioting and burning things down to make a point, but the point's not being taken because guess what? It's not being moved up the ranks. And I know there's going to be people that say, well, you know, we've been trying to move up the political ranks for years and nothing's being done. It's been shut down. It's been this, it's been that. Well, you just keep doing it. I mean, no one thought this country would see a black president, and we had a black president, whether you agree with it or not. You know, they said it would never happen. Well, we had a black president, and he got reelected. So he was in office for 8 years. Said it would never happen. Okay, so if using that example, if you feel that there needs to be progress made in government, politics, public safety, whatever it is, you can go and get petitions signed, and there's rules in place that say, well, if it has this many signatures, it has to be looked at by, you know, it depends where you want to take it. If you're talking about the state, you know, the state legislature has to look at it. If you get a certain number, you have to have a minimum number of signatures on a petition. They have to look at it. It's the law. If you want to get something moved up to Congress, there's ways and means that, you know, you do that. But obviously you start at the state level. So instead of parading around thinking that you're doing something by posting a meme on Facebook, why don't you go and do something productive? Like get a petition started, get signatures, you know, send letters to your congressman and woman. You know, write letters to the governor. You can do that. Remember, they work for you, not the other way around. You know, again, you know, you can make change happen if you're willing to be dedicated to it. And you're like, well, we signed a petition and it got looked at and they rejected it. Well, then you try it again. You do another one. You keep doing it. The wheel that squeaks the most gets the grease. So be more consistent. Be persistent. It always pays off. You know, you think change is going to be easy. It's not. But here's the thing, guys. As alpha males, we got to be leaders. That's the reason why I'm telling you guys about this. Right? When was the last time you wrote to the governor? When was the last time you wrote to Ducey? I'll wait. When was the last time you wrote to one of our congressmen or women, I should say, because that's, you know, our congresswoman. It's a woman now. I'm waiting. If you're trying to invoke change, you need to be smart and you need to know how to really make change happen. Does change happen by yelling and screaming and protesting and looting and rioting? I guess let me go back on that. Do you think change happens by burning something down? Well, you change the building because it has to be rebuilt. But besides that, what changes? Nothing. Nothing's in place. There's no form. There's no record of it other than, you know, if you were arrested at the scene. Nothing gets done. You have to go about it the right way. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Write your congressman. Write your senators. Write your governor. It's okay to do that. That's how change happens. I'm just trying to give you guys some ideas on some topics that you can have a discussion with. It could be with people that agree with you, it can be people that don't agree with you. But we got to get back to that, guys. We got to get back to being productive. We got to get back to controlling our emotions and making sound decisions. We can't just act on off our emotions. It's just nothing gets done. All right. Well, that's going to end the segment. So again, guys, look around, take it all in, be patient, be calm, show leadership, support yours, and you'll get through it just fine. All right. Well, again, always a pleasure having this podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll have more on The Lost Art. What's up, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back. Segment two on The Lost Art. And I'm just going to jump right into it. What the hell is going on with this red table discussion between Jada Smith? Well, I guess that's technically her married name, although I don't really know what the hell. Well, like I said, Jada, we'll say Jada Smith just to keep it, copacetic, and Will Smith. What the hell is going on, guys? Like, if you haven't heard about this, now, you know me. I do not follow celebrity gossip. I don't read the magazines. I don't look at the websites. I don't care about celebrities. That is the least concerning to me about anything that I could possibly pay attention to. But the issue that I have, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, is because it's literally everywhere. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. There's memes everywhere. There's videos that are edited and have voiceovers on top of Jada and Will. And it's like, you can't get away from it. And it's like, wow, this is literally taken, like, this is obviously viral. And so the thing that I want to discuss is, why is this relevant? Because I looked at it, at first I thought it was trash and I was just going to ignore it and move on with my life, because, you know, they always try to do this. They always try to put a celebrity couple or some type of celebrity news on top of what's actually really important. And for you guys that maybe not know, unless you're living under a rock, if you're an alpha male, maybe you just haven't paid attention to this. I'm not calling you out, but I kind of am. But there's a whole investigation into Hollywood and the Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, his friend that got caught. You know, she's in custody right now. And there's this whole, you know, pedophile ring that's kind of being exposed through Hollywood. And so obviously, what does the media do? The media tries to distract, so now the Jada and Will Red Table discussion is kind of taking over, and as well as, obviously, you know, they try to get Trump involved, and, you know, they talk a lot of stuff about that, and they talk about Black Lives Matter and COVID, and all these issues are coming out about this pedophile ring that's happening in Hollywood with tons of actors, tons of political figures. The rabbit hole just is going deeper and deeper and deeper the more I read articles about that, but that's not what I'm really talking about. But just letting you guys know, that is real. That is not a conspiracy theory, and I'll go into what a conspiracy theory is later, maybe, if I get to it, but that is real. And so if you guys, you know, are kind of shocked right now at that news, go on the internet and look it up yourself. Do your own research. It's out there. But I digress. The reason why I think that this is relevant that I bring this up today is because, again, males are being viewed as weak. Males are being viewed as they need to go along with it and shut up. And, you know, when we talk about gender equality, you know, I'm all for that, you know, to a certain extent, you know. And what I mean by the certain extent is watching that red table discussion, you know, in popular culture, there isn't any, in my opinion, equal opportunity when it comes to male versus female. And what I mean by that is, and like I said on past episodes, males are being viewed upon as, if they're masculine, then it's this toxic masculinity, which doesn't exist, because no masculinity, any real masculinity, is toxic. If someone's just an asshole, they're an asshole. If they decide to, you know, beat women and do a lot of unlawful things towards women, that's not masculinity. That's just them having psychological issues and issues that are personal to them. But you can't categorize men as being toxic masculinity when that's happening. So men are being viewed upon in mainstream media as, you know, we should just go along with what the woman says. No questions asked. No matter what she does, we got to go along with it because we have to give women their equal rights. Well, no, we're not going to sit here and we're not going to let women just march right all over us, take advantage of us, slaughter us in the media, bring us down. Like, you know, those days are starting to, you know, that tide's changing because alpha males and males alike are just getting sick of it. You know, watching shows like The View, watching shows like Oprah, where they just sit there, they bash men. You know, men can't do this. Men needs to do this. Men should approach women like this. Like, no, you don't tell us how we approach women. If you are a man and you have done your research and you have been successful with women, I want to hear from men. You know, I use this analogy. If you go out fishing, the only way you can go out and fish is by experience, using the correct bait, going out at the right time, setting yourself up in the correct part of the lake, going to different fishing spots, right? No fish is going to tell you how you should catch them. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about here. No woman can really tell you how to catch them because guess what? Unless they're a lesbian, they don't know how to catch other women. They think they do because they talk to their friends, but when they're actually being pursued, that's a different thing. It's two different things. And so that's kind of like my analogy there. So what I'm really wanting to get at is this. When I'm watching that Red Table discussion and I'm seeing Jada Pinkett Smith talking to Will Smith about how she was with one of Will Smith's son's friends and how she was trying to find herself during that time and how she needed to grow. He was just supposed to sit there and take that. I mean, obviously, if you looked at him, he just looked dejected. I mean, it just was terrible. I mean, it was just downright embarrassing watching him do that, trying to sit there and be, you know, amicable, trying to sit there and keep his emotions in check while his wife is telling him that he hooked up with their son's friend. And let me read this to you, because it's pertinent information, and this is kind of how it sums it up. I couldn't really sum it up as well as this post, so I'm going to read you this post verbatim. So it says, does he bring up some good points or not? And so this is from the website My Religion Is Rap. So I'm reading this verbatim. These are not my words. This is somebody else's words. So the words are, I'm sorry, but if a married 44-year-old Will Smith gradually developed a sexual relationship with one of Willow's 23-year-old friends under the guise of quote-unquote helping her heal, every single female on my thread would be dragging him through the mud as a sick man who manipulated and exploited a young girl who was half his age. He would be labeled as a predator, and all sorts of conversations about the problem with prominent men in positions of power who use their status to take advantage of helpless young girls would ensue. But with Jada, it's all jokes and support for her finding her happiness. End quote. Think about that. That's exactly spot on, 100% truth. 100%. So to kind of give you guys the backstory, that's what happened. You know, she essentially admitted to Will on, I don't know if it's live TV, if it was on streaming, if it was on YouTube. I'm not familiar with the Red Table Talk at all, but they were literally grieving out their differences right in front of everybody. And I thought that was kind of suspect because I'm like, well, why wouldn't you just keep your own private manners private? But then I remembered, oh yeah, this is Hollywood. Everything is open for discussion. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching this and I'm just seeing the dejected look on Will Smith's face as his wife is just kind of sitting there joking, saying that she hooked up with their son's friend and it was all part of her growth. I mean, I'm just going to say it. What a freaking bitch. I mean, here's a guy, as far as I know, and Will Smith, that's been married faithfully to her, didn't cheat on her. Now, again, if you know something about Will Smith and I don't know about, like, he cheated on his wife before and that was made public and it was proven, then everything that I'm saying, just completely ignore. But as far as I know, from everything that I've looked at, he did not cheat on his wife. He did not do anything while they were married. And the jury's still out. They're still married. Now, I've heard theories that they're in an open relationship and he's dating other women during this. And I've heard that, you know, this is adultery and she cheated on him and they're in a marriage. I mean, you're going to have to give me some help here. And again, if you want to give me some help, email me at thelostart@yahoo.com and you can share that with me. But the thing that I just have a hard time understanding is, again, the public perception is that she went out and she, you know, embraced her womanhood and tried to find herself and was trying to become a better person. Are you kidding me? She hooked up with one of their son's best friends, who's half her age. I mean, it doesn't get more blatant than that. So I don't see how people are justifying this. And there's a lot of people that are justifying it. Like, I look at the comments and they're saying good for her. And that's great that she, you know, kind of found herself and she realized that she needed to be a better woman towards Will. Like, no, like if the answer to your marital problems is I need to sleep with my son's best friend or one of his friends, you got issues, like magazines. I mean, if I was Will, I would divorce her immediately, stat. I mean, why wouldn't you? Because then you're just setting that precedence for her to do it again. You know, how many times on this show have I said, don't put up with people that don't treat you right and with respect? So if Will's like going to do this whole forgive and forget stuff, to me, that's just setting the precedent. Well, you know what? Even though that you did all these things that were terrible, I'm going to go ahead and forgive you. You're just letting her do it again because she obviously didn't care about your marriage to begin with. So I don't know why you're sticking around, Will Smith. I mean, you're the fresh freaking Prince of Bel-Air. You were a rapper. You're an actor. You're telling me that you can't get somebody else? Of course he could. Now, obviously, you can make the argument, well, he's, you know, a dedicated husband and he loves his wife and all that kind of other stuff. Yeah, that may be true. I totally understand that. I'm not saying that the man shouldn't feel hurt. What I'm saying is, though, is why would you want to keep her around if she's doing these acts? It just doesn't make any sense. Again, you know, the way that a lot of these women do this is because it comes from the directive of the man. How many times again on the show have I said, the man leads? Whether or not she wants to admit it or not, she wants you to lead. She wants you to take control. She wants to be led into the next realm of whatever the situation is. So if you lead her to saying it's okay that she cheated on you and you're moving on, then you're leading her to do it again. You can't do it. And then back on the quote that I got from that article, or that quote, that, you know, the way that he said that was exactly right. If the roles were reversed, Will would be looked at as, you know, taking advantage of a situation, taking advantage of the girl, using his position of power to sexually overtake and persuade this woman who's half his age to do things that she didn't want to do. They would have a field day with that. An absolute field day. But when the roles are reversed, oh, it's just Jada doing her thing. It's just Jada trying to get her groove back. No. What that looks like to me is that looks like a very insecure, selfish woman going out and cheating on a dedicated husband for her own personal gain. And that's it. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with her growing as a person. If you want to grow as a person, how about this? How about you talk to your husband? How about maybe you guys go to counseling, or you just go to your counseling yourself? Maybe it's not even a marriage problem. Maybe it's just a her problem. But you don't use that as an excuse. You don't use that to justify your actions, because it's not justified. It's simply not justified. And if you guys are listening to this and you guys have gone through this before, I really hope to God that you walked away from that situation and you didn't lead her to think that you were weak enough to do that again. And if you are, you need to put your foot down. You need to start showing some alpha male characteristics and not take disrespect. Now, I'm not saying that if you cheated and she cheated, then that's unjustified. I mean, you got your just desserts there. But if you were faithful to your woman and you've done everything right, as best to your ability, as far as you know, then you need to walk away. You need to kick her out the house, kick her out the apartment, change the locks immediately. You cannot stand for that. Why would you want to be with somebody who hurts you, who doesn't respect you? They're not going to change, okay? I'm assuming, I mean, and I've looked at the analytics. Most of our male audience is in that 25 to 45-year-old range. So we're pretty much grown men at this point, for the most part. So if you're a grown man, act like it. Get some balls. Tell them that you're not going to stand for it. It's unacceptable. And that's the end of it. I'm not saying that it's easy, but you have to take the steps towards that. Because guess what? You're going to be better off and she's going to be better off, because she's going to learn that any real man that she runs into is not going to stand for that behavior. And then she's going to change that. So the next man that she's with is going to be in a better position of success. And then for you, you're not going to keep her around to let her continue the behavior. You're not enabling the behavior. Okay? I'm not going to sit here and say that men are not at fault here. You know, yes, do men cheat? Absolutely. Do men do that kind of stuff? Absolutely. But I'm just talking from a male's perspective, because I can. This is my show. But what I'm getting at is, you know, since this came up in popular culture, and you literally can't get away from it, I wanted to speak about it. So, you know, we have to make sure that we set the precedent. If we allow cheating to happen, if we allow disrespect to happen, they will continue to do that, because that's what we're leading them to do. And guess what, guys? What sucks is that it's our fault. We're allowing it to happen because we're enabling behavior. Don't enable the behavior. Lead them in the right direction. And if the right direction is, hey, we have to break up because you don't respect me, that's what you have to do. Because if you don't, they're not changing. They're not ever going to change. People are who they are. Can you improve? Absolutely. But deep down to their core, they once a cheater, always a cheater. That's how I look at it. You have to look at it from that perspective, because you're only setting yourself up for failure if you want to be the good guy, quote unquote good guy, and then allow that to happen and let them know and forgive them. No, if they cheat on you, they were cheating on you way before they did it. So that's the bottom line, guys. But I just thought it was interesting that story came up. And everybody has that perspective. You know, it's amazing to me, like how this country has changed its viewpoints. It's like, and again, this is popular culture. I'm not saying that everybody feels this way and everybody thinks this way, but in popular culture, which has a huge influence on the masses here in the United States, the outlook is that basically, no matter what the woman does, believe her. And that's wrong. You know, you want to talk about gender equality? You can't. I know for a fact, not every man is considered to be that can consider to be right every single time. We know that, you know, just by looking at court appearances and things that happen in the media. I mean, if a man's charged with something, he is guilty until proven innocent, not the other way around. With a woman, it's different. You know, Jada went and slept with her son's friend that's half her age, and she was viewed upon as finding herself. Whereas if the tables were turned and Will did it to one of his daughter's friends who's half his age, he'd be in jail. It's not right, but that's what it is in popular culture, unfortunately. So what I'm saying is, gentlemen, to not even be involved in this situation, don't let the woman do this to you. You need to walk away. It's not worth it. All right, so that's my point. So again, if you guys feel strongly about this topic, email me at thelostart@yahoo.com. Thelostart@yahoo.com. No spaces, no numbers. That's it. So I would love to hear your take on this, guys. I would. I mean, it's over. You can't deny it. It's everywhere. It's in social media. It's on the news. It's in memes. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. You guys have to have a take on this. You have to. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think. I'll read them online. I'll put it on the podcast. All right, guys. Well, that's the end of segment two. And again, as always, thank you for joining me here. I appreciate the support. If there's anything you want to write me, write me. And I will see you in segment three here on The Lost Art. Hey, welcome back, guys. Welcome back. We actually have a returning guest. Returning guest back to the show. And I think by the music, I think you know who that is. Mr. Too Real. That's right. Mr. Too Real is back. Back again. He was gone for a minute, but he's back again. So I know it's been a while, and so I might need to rehash what Mr. Too Real talks about. Mr. Too Real don't give a damn. Mr. Too Real wants the smoke. Mr. Too Real talks about 100% truth, no matter how you feel about it. And that's what Mr. Too Real is. So, again, if you, and I'm talking about both men and women here, apply to what Mr. Too Real is talking about, maybe it's time to make some changes in your life so you can get along better, because we just don't have time for the BS. And with that being said, I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Too Real. What up, y'all? This is Mr. Too Real. And the one thing that I'm going to return with is we're going to talk about these unwritten rules between the males and females. And I'm going to give you an example of that right now. So, gentlemen, you know whenever your woman flies off the handle, gets off the chain, acting cray-cray, doing all the crazy things that she does, jumps to conclusions, projects, flips out, gets anxiety, all those crazy things that your woman does or women do. Whenever you tell them those magic words, hey, you need to calm down, you know what that does. That has the opposite effect, right? And we as gentlemen generally mean, you know, no harm by that quote. But for some reason, women have identified that quote to being offensive, being triggered, being a reactionary phrase that doesn't make them calm down, which in fact makes them go the opposite way, which is batshit crazy. And we as gentlemen, you know, we can't see that because we're gentlemen and we aren't women and we don't know what kind of effect that phrase really has. When you tell them to calm down, that does something to their molecular structure in their cerebral cortex that just makes them fire off like a machine gun. But we still say it, right? In the heat of the moment, when she's flying off the handle, we say that statement because we truly want to calm the situation down and help her get through whatever it is, right? We don't mean to make her fly off the handle with that phrase, but we say it anyway, right? Well. Ladies, I have something for you. Because you can relate to that statement. Every woman can. And every man can relate to that statement because we say it and we get the opposite effect. Even though we want to calm the situation down, and that's just like the first thing that comes into our head. But there's this unwritten rule somehow, some way that's just off limits and we can't say calm down. We have to do something else, right? We have to accommodate your feelings and your emotions with some other phrase to calm you down and solve your problem and come up with a solution. Well, let me hit you with some knowledge and some straight truth. Ladies. Whenever, I'm going to have something that applies to this. Whenever you decide that you want to have your man do something, it could be, I don't know, stop by your work and drop off Chick-fil-A. It could be buy you flowers and tell you that you're appreciated. It could be, you know, it would be really nice if you could vacuum the house while I'm gone because I didn't get a chance to do it later. Whatever the case may be, whenever you want him to do something, whenever you want him to take initiative, you feel that we should be mind readers. And you drop these subtle hints and you expect us to pick up on those subtle hints that you drop. Well, just like we expect you to calm down when we say calm down, that doesn't happen, does it? Just like when you lay those subtle hits down on what you want us to do or ask us a favor, we don't see those hints. We are blind to those hints. We are not mind readers. We cannot think like you because we are not a female. We don't think like you. So the subtle hints that you are laying down for your man, your boyfriend, your one-night stand, whatever, whoever the case may be, a man in general, coworker, even. This applies to everybody, any man that you deal with. Men don't read your signs. Get it? Here's what you need to do. You need to put up a Vegas style, worthy of the Vegas Strip sign with neon lights blinking, flashing in big ass letters saying what you want us to do. And then the light bulb turns on for us. And then we're like, oh, she wants us to vacuum while she's away. No problem. I can do that for you. She made dinner last night. Or, hey, I didn't get a chance to pack a lunch. I'm really craving Chick-fil-A. Can you bring me a Chick-fil-A with a lemonade? Instead of complaining about how hungry you are, and boy, I wish I would have packed my lunch. Until you say said words of what you want us to do, we do not see them. Just like we don't hear, or you don't hear us, when we say calm down. Get it? This applies to all men. I'm speaking on all men here. No man reads subtle hints, your signs, whatever you think that you're putting out there that's obvious to you, it is not obvious to us. You need to, like I said, get a billboard, Vegas worthy, neon sign, lights blinking, exclamation points, block lettering, bold, everything. And that's how you need to communicate to your man. If you are frustrated with him, you need to communicate to him in that manner. Okay? So why don't we make a deal? I'm gonna make a deal with you ladies right now. If we don't say calm down when you're flipping out, then you tell us what you want directly in plain English, no BS, no mind reading, no Miss Cleo, 1-800, call me up for your free reading. No, he should have picked up on those signs. No, you just tell us what you want directly. What a concept. I'm Mr. Too Real, and I'm out. Oh, Mr. Too Real, coming strong in his return. Coming strong in his return. Anything that this guy says, anything that Mr. Too Real says, you can't argue with it. He speaks the straight facts. He speaks the straight truth, doesn't he? So freaking true. You better heed his words. He's trying to make your life better. But if you refuse to listen and you go about doing the same things, it's like the definition of insanity, right? Definition of insanity says if you do the same thing twice, but you expect a different result. No. So, you know, ladies, I know that you're always telling us to make improvements. Well, here's another one, another improvement for you. Drop simple, simple communication on us and we will understand. None of this. Well, he should have read that. He should know. He knows me. It doesn't matter how long he knows you. He can know you freaking since elementary school. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you. I'm not saying that you have to understand it. I'm not saying that you have to be okay with it. I'm just saying that you have to accept it and move forward. That's all I'm saying. And we men have to accept the fact that calm down is not a good way to de-escalate a flip-out moment. We don't have to understand it. We don't have to like it. But we do have to accept it because that's the way you're wired. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining me here on The Lost Art. Again, if you have anything to add, if you have any takes on anything I spoke on this episode, write me at thelostart@yahoo.com. And I will see you guys next time here on The Lost Art.